you are describing, and I've used this commentary in the past, it's almost like a Christianity in America has become more of a smorgasbord type of approach. Pick up what you want, put down what you want, and that's what you're describing. But you also had a segment of this report where you had a sub-headline that said some beliefs are biblical and others are not. That's what you're describing. Can you lay out a couple of the more dramatic positions that are contradictory, really, that you found in this research?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if we want to look at some things that a majority of born-again Christians believe that really are not supported by the scriptures, it would be things such as the fact that they would say all faiths are essentially equal. In other words, it really doesn't matter what faith you have. It's just important that you have some faith. The feeling that they do not personally have any responsibility to share the gospel with non-believers, the fact that more than 6 out of 10 born-again Christians, even though they're relying on Christ for their salvation, they would say, well, yeah, but there are probably other ways to eternal salvation. Maybe you can earn your salvation. They might buy into elements of universalism and so forth. The fact that a majority of born-again Christians don't believe there's any such thing as the Holy Spirit, the fact that almost half of them say that when Jesus lived on earth, he sinned, which is just a mind-blowing concept, and the notion that there is no such thing as absolute moral truth in the Bible. So you put all that together, and while these people may have their fire insurance taken care of, at least in their minds, they still misunderstand a lot of core biblical principles that ought to be shaping the way that they think and live.
Now, George, I want you to clarify again for our listeners in this regard. Who is saying this? I just want you to clarify again. What was the sampling? Is this all regular American adults, or are we talking about those who are really in this category of probably conservative Christians? Define who is actually believing these things. This is critical information.
Yeah, I mean, in this particular analysis, what we did was we pulled out those people who qualified as born-again Christians based on saying that when they die, they know that they will go to heaven, but only because they've confessed their sins and accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior. So this is a national sampling of those particular types of people. And, we had a sample size of 902 of these individuals drawn from all 50 states, done in a typical random sampling fashion. So it's a representative profile of the people who, frankly, are supposed to be forming the backbone of the church in America. But I think therein lies the problem, the backbone.